Okay.
Okay, hi, my name is Layla Jackson Clay. I'm 13 years old, and I'm in the 7th grade at Riverside Charter School. Thank you for taking the time out to speak with me. I'm interviewing you for my 20-time project. This can be very anonymous, meaning you do not have to state your name because I want you to be as honest as possible. The choice is yours.
Okay.
Okay.
My name is Lawrence Newell. I'm a lieutenant with the Philadelphia Police Department, and I've been with the police department for 20 years.
Okay. Was being a cop your dream job as a kid?
Yes, it was. It's the only thing I ever wanted to be. Before I was able to take the Philadelphia Police Department test, I signed up to go into service and became a military police officer. I was a reservist. But yes, it was a lifelong dream of mine ever since I was a little boy. The only thing I ever wanted to be.
Okay. What is the best part about being a police officer?
Opportunity to help people. I mean, a lot of times, the first form of government that people will see is the police department. We give them referral information so they can call the proper people to get the proper service, but every day you step into your job or go to work or interact with people, it's an opportunity to help people. And also, it's an opportunity to show the police department in a positive light, because what we do is not a lot of chasing the bad guys, shooting people. A lot of what we do is just basically meeting people, giving them information, or just mitigating circumstances like domestic incidents and all that type of stuff.
Okay. If you could change one thing about being a police officer, what would it be?
If I could change one thing about being a police officer, what would it be? The job itself is not hard. We deal with a lot of internal stuff that people don't see with regards to staffing levels, not having enough cops, or not being a department that's really forward-thinking with regards to technology. I just like to see my police department just jump into the 21st century with regards to technology, getting rid of a lot of paperwork that we do, and things of that nature. Technology to make our job easier, make it easier for people to get reports, make it easier for the public to access the police records and stuff. I just like to see them mainstream our police department, make it more modern.
Okay. How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement?
Me personally, the problem I have with Black Lives Matter is they don't address black-on-black crime. I understand what they're trying to get across with regards to unarmed black men getting killed. And trust me, as a police supervisor, I make sure my officers have the proper training and everything that they need to do their job successfully. But also, when it's murder, we call it murder. Nobody's trying to hide police officers go out here and kill people. But my problem with Black Lives Matter is, before this recent groundswell against unarmed black men getting killed by police, we have us killing each other every day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all for the argument. Let's have it. But we can't talk about what cops do to us and not talk about what we do to ourselves. In 20 years of service in the police department, every homicide that I've been to has been a black belt who's been killed by a black belt. But we got to address that stuff and we can't keep ignoring it.
Yes. Okay. How do you feel about police brutality?
I hate it. It has no place in American policing or any policing anywhere. Do your job and do it well. Let your training take you where you need to go. But people need to understand, even a justified use of force doesn't look right on camera. Doesn't look right on TV. Even officers are justified, they're using force properly and going through their steps and all the protocols and the training and the procedures that we give them to follow, it's still not going to look right to the back of the eye. So many people like to tape interactions with police, but they don't know what precipitated that incident.
Yes.
But police brutality has no place anywhere, anytime, in any police department.
Yeah, okay. How do you feel about racial profiling?
That's another thing that has no room in police. It's illegal, first of all. There's laws that have been passed in this state and other states against racial profiling. One of the words that you're going to hear with regards to criminal justice, racial profiling, unarmed black men getting killed, is just, they call it implicit bias. And all implicit bias is assigning a set of traits to someone just based on their color. Like, if you see a black person and a white person on a corner, are you going to gravitate to a black person because you believe black people are involved in criminal activity on the corner?
Yes.
When studies have already shown that white people commit more crimes than black people do. But as a police department and as people, we can't just assign general traits to, to certain races. For instance, we can't assume that all white people have good credit. Yeah. We can't assume that all black women have a whole bunch of babies. We can't assume that all black men sell drugs and don't have jobs. But we also can't assume that white men don't commit crimes, because they do. Yes. So we have to start getting that implicit bias out there, get training on it, so people know what it is, and learn how to get it out of themselves, because we all have these stereotypes in us about other races and other people. What we have to do is we have to make sure we read, engage in conversation, and make sure that what we do see, we can spot it and just learn how to suppress that within ourselves.
Yeah. How do you feel about the idea of police officers wearing body cameras while on duty?
I love it. Unfortunately for the police department, and this goes back to the answer I gave you a few questions ago about our department moving into mainstream policing. And for the police department right now, only one district out of 22 districts has the body cameras. The issue has been, who's going to store the information? How is it going to be stored? Where is it going to be stored? Well, 5 years later, we're still trying to figure this problem out, and I don't know why. Studies have already shown that police and people that they come in contact with behave better when they know they're being videotaped.
Yeah.
So this is something I would like to see more funding for. I'd like to see my department iron out the bugs or whatever thing that's whatever is holding them up for implementing the body cameras citywide. We'll have less complaints, less instances where officers have to use force, and also you'll have that third part of any story that goes down. It'll be the cop's version, whatever version of the person they came in contact with, and what's on camera. So that'd just be another way for us to police ourselves.
Yeah. How do you feel about how some police officers are negatively portrayed by social media?
I hate it. One thing I hate about my community is it's been anti-police for years now. Nobody takes a view at these police and citizen interactions with an open eye and an open view. The what if never gets X. It's always the cop is wrong, the cop is wrong. What people don't understand is you have some people who have never interacted in an urban society, grew up in the suburbs or in the foreign northeast and things like that. And you put them in the thick of North Philly in the middle of the summertime with all hell breaking loose. You have to account for that. You have to be mindful of that. And also, a lot of times what people don't see is the people we come in contact with precipitate some of this stuff. Sometimes they punch us. Sometimes they curse us out. And what I try to tell my police officers, just make sure you be professional on times. Treat every instance. Be better than what the situation is presenting to you. Be better than the person that's berating you. And when I talk to kids in schools and I talk to my family, I tell them the same thing. If you have a police officer that's being belligerent, disrespectful, number one, call for a supervisor. Number two, be better than the situation that's presenting itself to be. Be better than that cop. Be better than that situation. And just be an adult and a professional, both ways.
Yeah. I think you basically already answered this question. But do you think police brutality has racist and biased elements?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, ask that question again. I didn't hear you.
Okay, do you think police brutality has racist and biased elements?
I would be a fool if I said it didn't. But I think that those things that do happen, I would say a very small percentage race has anything to do with it. A lot of times, we're just trying to protect ourselves. And I'll say, again, even a justified use of force, when the videotape is not going to look well to the public, it's not going to look well on the news. But I also tell my officers to protect themselves at all times. So if you punch me in my face, and I pull out my nightstick and crack you across your kneecap, that's not going to look well. But so many times in the public, that part's not seen, and nobody, and when these things happen, the videotape and the internal affairs comes out, a lot of people won't say, well, you know, that person struck the officer first or things of that nature. They're quiet. They won't say anything. But the truth of the matter is, the truth is the truth. If somebody is wrong, they're wrong. All the police officer really wants to do at the end of the day is go home. Go home. Yeah. And what I want people to understand is, if you act like you're going to try to stop me from going home or put me in the hospital, I can't let you do that. I can't. So, yes, you might end up in the hospital yourself. You know, it doesn't sound good, doesn't look good. However, I have three boys, and I couldn't imagine not coming home to them.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for taking the time out to speak with me. That's it. That's all.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Man, you the bomb.